Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1859, the Johnson Associates LLC.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district to confirm, clarify, and expand the historic uses of the property, including business and professional offices, landscaping, retail and wholesale sales, indoor warehousing and storage, indoor vehicle, truck and equipment repair, indoor fabrication and recycling operations, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek Hundred, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 10.02 acres more or less, lying southeast of Route 38, also known as Prime Hook Road, 2,240 feet northeast of Route 1. For the benefit of the commission, I've passed down copies of the survey for this application. Also make reference, I'm holding up a copy of an exhibit booklet prepared by the applicant and submitted to the commission. On March 26th of 2010, a letter was received from Eugene H. Byard, attorney with Wilson Hybrook and Byard Professional Association, writing on behalf of the applicants, and referencing that the recycling activities be stricken from the application since the neighbors have expressed concern about possible odors, dust, and truck traffic created by the recycling operation. And the applicant has made the decision to eliminate that part of his application as a good neighbor. On August 12, 2008, DLDOT provided comments in the form of a support facility report, which references that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service A of Prime Hook Road will not change as a result of this application. On June 4 of 2010, the Sussex Conservation District provided comments in the form of a memorandum in reference that there are two soil types on this parcel, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm, flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that Plum Creek does border the northeast property line, that no off-site drainage improvements will be necessary, and that it may be possible that on-site drainage improvements will be necessary since any expansion may pose a need for improvement. On June 7th of 2010, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments in the form of a memorandum in reference that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that the applicant intends to utilize an on-site septic system. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed project is not in an area where the county currently plans to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. There was also a letter received from Thomas H. Draper of Fairfield Farm. It was addressed to Eugene H. Byard and thanking the applicant for eliminating the recycling operation from the application request, that the change is welcome news to area neighbors, and that he applauds the applicant's decision and now supports the application. And gentlemen, that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. The chair recognizes Mr. Byard.
Thank you, Mr. Wheatley. For the record, Gene Byard on behalf of the applicant, the Johnson Associates. This project is unique in my experience because what it is a conditional use involving a property that is almost entirely developed with various historical activities and ongoing activities. What the applicant seeks to do is to confirm the appropriate nature of those activities with what I'll call a global conditional use, so that in the future the applicant need not return for conditional uses as tenants change or occupants change in the complex. As Mr. Burton knows, this is the old Clifton Cannery. Been around for a long time. It doesn't look like the cannery did. It's been substantially renovated. Initially, the applicant filed for a change of zone to CR1. But after serious consideration and after some discussion with neighbors, amended the application from a change of zone to a conditional use because CR1 east of Route 1 from Route 16 to Milford has long been historically disturbed by county government, and in particular by the longtime former chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission, Mr. Allen. A change of zone in this location would arguably be spot zoning, and although that's not illegal, it's not preferred land use practice. And a conditional use, as I've just described, will accomplish the applicant's goal. With that, I'd like to call on Matt Johnson, the son of the principal of the Johnson Associates, Tim Johnson, who can't be with us tonight. Matt is a 2009 graduate of UD with a degree in civil engineering. I ask you to go easy on him. Matt, if you could identify yourself for the tape recorder.
Matt Johnson.
Matt, can you briefly describe what the Johnson Associate is?
Well, the Johnson Associates, we primarily deal with commercial real estate development. We develop real estate and maintain it in all aspects, going through construction to maintenance and dealing with clients and so forth.
Can you give the commission a very brief history of the Clifton Cannery as you know it?
In 1948, Carlton Clifton started the Clifton Cannon Factory on Prime Oak Road. It was used for processing vegetables as well as storing and maintaining equipment. In 1996, the facility was shut down, and sat vacant until 1999 when Shore Properties purchased the property, and they renovated it and used it as a facility for lawn maintenance and irrigation, as well as offices and servicing their equipment. In 2005, Glenn Brothers purchased the property, and they used it pretty much the same aspects, a lawn irrigation company, as well as offices and servicing their trucks. They later went bankrupt, and in December 2006, we purchased the property and used it, and we're renovating it.
Stop right there. Can you describe briefly for the commission what present uses are made of the property?
If you refer to the site plan, you will see that Building 100 is used by a company called HG Supply, which supplies irrigation or fire hydrants and water and sewer pipe to construction companies. They also service their trucks. Building 200 is used by Fisher & Son, which supplies fertilizer to golf courses and residential developments. Building 300 is split up into offices and a 10,000 square foot facility for truck maintenance as well as storage. Buildings 400 is a office, and building 500 and 600 are set aside for later use by the Johnson Associates.
There is an existing water well and a septic system that serves the property?
That is correct. You can refer to tab 8 in the book for all your permits.
You have a valid commercial entrance permit?
That is correct, from DelDOT. That is tab 3 in your book.
What about security and lighting?
There is currently security on the facility. A 6-foot barbed wire fence surrounds the facility and the storage yard, and there is security lighting on the property that highlights the yard and the buildings and does not face any of the opposing neighbors.
What about signage?
Signage is already existing on the property, and there will be no more signage that is needed.
There are some conditions proposed as a part of the application, which include no fuel storage on site. That's not an issue, is it?
That is correct.
All right. Gentlemen, I believe this application has the support of the neighboring community, but I could be really wrong. There are a whole lot of people here. You have a letter on file from Tom Draper, who is the principal farmland owner in the neighborhood. Tom owns property to the east and property to the north across from this property, also owns property to the west. I believe I'm authorized to speak for two other neighbors, Theodore Jones, a longtime farmer in the Prime Oak area, who endorses the application, and for Bill and Hilda Langford, who live at the corner of Route 1 and County Road 38. That's the application. I'd be glad to answer any questions you have. There are a lot of people who want to be heard. I hope it's not about this application.
Well, we're going to find out soon enough. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Burton.
I have just a few. I'm very familiar with the site. But did Del Lotte approve both the entrances?
Or yes.
Just the one? So both the entrances are approved. I appreciate you clarifying everything, and everything seems to be that it's going to be inside, everything that you do, inside vehicle, truck, and repair, inside fabrication, so you're planning on no real outside.
There may be storage of pipe, but nothing beyond that, no raw materials.
Okay. Okay, and is there any plans for any further expansion?
I'm not sure where it would fit if you look at the site plan.
Okay.
Maybe on the pond. But I'm not sure it could fit anywhere else.
Is there a current main office that manages this whole site, or does each individual one have its own office?
As far as our company is concerned?
Yes.
And we're located in Smyrna, and we oversee the property.
Okay, so there's no real main management company of the...
No, not on the property.
Five buildings. And it's pretty much open all the time. I mean,
the proposed hours in the suggested conditions I gave you were Monday through Saturday, no Sunday hours except in the event of an emergency.
And the facility is gated with a code that opens and closes only by people who are familiar with the code.
Okay. That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Smith.
Mr. Byard has a... Explain the application to me. I have no questions at this time. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Ross?
No questions.
Mr. Link?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No, sir.
All right, gentlemen, we thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if any of these folks are interested in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1859, the Johnson Associates LLC? For anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1859? Yes, sir. Step right up.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Alan Bennett. I live on Truett Road, which is the road north of this facility. I'm not going to say I'm here to oppose it. I just have some more questions. And I want to apologize to the commission. I came very ill prepared. I don't have Google Maps or a legally prepared statement,
well,
but
fortunately,
I'll do the best I can from
the
previous
group.
Fortunately
for you, you don't need any of that stuff.
And I would like to make a comment off the record. I also had Mr. Lynam for math, and that guy still looks great.
Okay.
But anyhow, and I also want to make a comment about this property. It's very much improved from the Cannon Factory days. And every time I go by, it's always neat and well kept. But I do own the property directly across, and they said that they contacted property owners. I haven't heard from these people. And I own the 40 acres right directly across from it and adjacent to Mr. Draper. Okay, so nobody contacted me about what's going on here.
Okay.
There is some questions. It says retail and wholesale. What are they retailing? What are they wholesaling? Doesn't say. Maybe I missed that in their presentation.
Well,
The indoor warehousing and storage of what? I guess I missed that also. And indoor fabrication of what? I don't know, what are they fabricating? You know, what are they storing, what are they fabricating? The reason I approached the commission, and I'm sure Mr. Burton is well aware, we have another recycling facility just north of this, about a mile and a half. That seemed to have slipped in under the radar, if you will, for a lack of a better term. And I go home one night and everything smells good. I come out the next morning and there's a god-awful smell. So I do appreciate the recycling was taken out of the application. Whatever they were going to recycle, that was a primary concern. Again, maybe I wasn't approached by these people, and so maybe my questions could have been addressed if they came forward to all the property owners, mm-hmm. which they didn't come to me.
Right.
But The other concern I have is truck traffic. And we do have an enormous amount of truck traffic from this other recycling operation, which is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The area is a farming community, ag preservation. A lot of properties are in ag preservation. So we'd like to keep the truck traffic down because it has very much increased. So that is a concern of mine. Outside of that, I don't really have any questions. Just some questions there that they have in their application that I haven't heard answered yet, so maybe they will. But again, I do want to comment on their property. It is very well kept, very nice property. So I'm certain that they'll probably continue that.
What are the other things you would like to know, though? Because if you have other questions, I'll try to get them answered for you.
Well, that's about it, really, what I addressed. Yeah, right. What they have in their application, I haven't heard answered yet. So, what they're going to be wholesaling and storage and fabrication.
I understand what you mean, and I'll ask them. I'll ask them for you.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Mr. Lank, before we continue, the gentleman testified that there was another recycling operation, and the implication, and this just might be just the way I heard it, was that it might not be a lawful use there, or are we aware of any?
There's another, what I'll call a cannery site, okay, north off of Primal Road, not road extension off Primal Road.
Uh-huh.
That it appears to be a recycling operation, and that's being researched.
Okay, so the office is aware of that, and we're looking into it. Okay, good. Mr. Byard, if you would, if you or Mr. Johnson could
we'll be happy to try to enlighten Mr. Bennett. The retail and wholesale activities would be those of HD Supply and Fisher and Son. Matt, could you tell the commission again what it is those tenants do?
Right. HD.
Hold for a second, gentlemen, but he's going to come closer so he can hear you. Yeah, so he can hear you. Okay. Good. You're fine. Good. Go ahead.
Right. HD Supply, they primarily deal with construction companies, and they sell things like fire hydrants and water pipe and sewer pipe and things like that.
And that involves some indoor fabrication as well?
Yes, correct.
What about Fisher & Son?
Fisher & Son sells fertilizers to golf courses and residential communities.
On a retail and wholesale basis?
Correct.
Truck traffic. Is truck traffic, in your observation, at this property increased, decreased, or stayed the same since it was renovated and turned into what it is today?
I would say it's decreased based on the number of vehicles that enter and exit the property.
I think Mr. Bennett's concern is the traffic generated by the recycling facility to the north, the old Draper canning facility on the north side of Slaughter Creek. Vehicle traffic here is level of service A. That's all we can say. That's how VLDOT rates it. You can't get much lower than that.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No, I just want to clarify that I'm assume that the fact that Mr. Bennett was not contacted was perhaps an oversight or
an oversight by me, for which I apologize. I talked to the de facto mayor of Prime Hook, Theodore Jones, and the emperor of Prime Hook, Tom Draper, and the man who fixes everybody's power problems, Billy Langford, and that's where I stopped.
Okay. All right, then.
And I apologize to Mr. Bennett.
All right, then. Thank you. Okay, anyone else like to speak in opposition? All right, anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Thank you.